The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You. We're now going to listen to some old-time radio. George Burns and Gracie Allen, All Promises Are Fictitious, first aired April 17th, 1940. Enjoy.
Vote for Gracie. Vote for Gracie. She's the best little skipper in the land. Vote for Gracie. Vote for Gracie. Won't you please give this little girl a hand? Vote for Gracie. She'll win the presidential race.
100 million strong. That's right. You can't go wrong. Vote for Gracie.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well.
What are you laughing at?
This is a comedy program, isn't it?
That's right.
Well.
But Gracie, the audience is supposed to laugh.
Oh, well then, do me a favor and laugh, folks. Come on, a little louder. Oh, come on, let's scream, everybody.
Wait a minute.
Oh, can only find a joke that fits that laugh and have something.
You said it. Come in.
Burns and Allen program?
Yes. What are you laughing at?
I was a little late getting here.
Well, that takes care of the first joke.
Yeah. Why, George, you look like a breath of spring. That's a beautiful serge suit you have on.
Well, thanks.
You look like a picture.
Really?
Yes, the shining hour.
Well, I get compliments on this suit wherever I go. And I've worn it out in a lot of places.
Yeah, I can see the places.
You can even ask Frank Parker. I'm considered a very smart dresser. Isn't that right, Frankie?
That's right.
There you are.
To dress on $10 a year, you've got to be smart.
How did I get into this mess?
By walking up two flights.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, George, what do you do with your old clothes?
He wears them.
This happens to be an English import.
Say, it does look a little like an Eton jacket.
Eton? What Eton?
Moth Eton.
Oh, go away.
Say, George, do you know what your suit really looks like?
What?
It looks like it's going steady with Bing Crosby's shirt.
Well, I really resent that because Crosby's shirt is really from Dixie.
George, stop worrying. A suit like that is nothing to sneeze in, and furthermore...
Quiet. Let's talk about something else.
All right. But don't ask me about my campaign.
Believe me, I won't.
I've been so busy with my campaign, I haven't even had time to be elected.
But we're not going to talk about it.
No, I'm not even going to think about it.
Well, good.
If I think about it, I'll talk about it. And I hate to talk about anything I've got to think about.
You're telling me,
The more I think about it, the madder I get. Imagine asking the next president of the United States to pay cash for a thing like that.
Pay cash?
Yes. They wouldn't even take the Supreme Court as a credit reference.
Well, who wanted this cash?
The conductor on the bus.
It was probably a Hoover man.
I was on government business, too.
Government business?
Yes, I was on my way down to get my daddy's relief check.
Why doesn't your daddy get his own relief check?
He can't. He's picketing the Swiss embassy.
He's picketing the Swiss embassy?
Yes, that Swiss cheese gives him hiccups.
Well, that wouldn't happen if we ran the holes through a meat grinder. And that Swiss...
Okay, see? Look what I've got for you.
Why, Ray Noble.
Yes, I saw it in the window, and it just seemed to be the real you.
Oh, thanks. I'll unwrap it. Oh, Ray.
Well, what is...
Why, Ray, you shouldn't have done it. But it's just the thing I wanted. I was born in June, so it's simply perfect.
Well, what is it?
Bubble gum.
Ray, how did you happen to pick that out?
Well, George, old boy, I've been around. I know women.
What did it cost you?
It cost me $46, and I got it at Magnum.
Well, I just didn't know how to thank you, Ray, but I'll certainly chew it next to my heart.
This isn't a romance. This is a contortionist act.
Oh, Gracie, I'm going over there to write a poem about you.
Under the spreading chestnut tree?
No, under the piano.
Well, so long, fellow. Come in.
Remember me, Mr. Burns? I'm the tailor.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yes, of course.
I was listening on your broadcast, and I heard them making comical remarks about your suit, and it hurts me. Because the suit cost $125.
See, wise guys, and you thought I was cheap. Go ahead, Adrian. Tell them about the other suit that cost $125.
Thank you, yes. And an overcoat he bought for $150.
There you are.
He bought two suits and an overcoat for $410. This was 2 years ago. Hmm. And I've yet to see a nickel.
Get out of here before I kick you out.
You and who else?
The door is closed.
What am I, a genius?
Will you get out of here?
See, George, if you didn't want to pay him, you could have given him one of your checks.
Oh, yeah? I paid for those clothes 2 years ago. Hello?
You should live so.
That's the last time I'll ever get a suit from him.
You said it.
Mm. Gracie, cheap. I'm not cheap. Didn't I take you to Ciro's restaurant the other night?
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you think that cost?
Oh, $30,000 without the awning in front.
Pheasant, wild rice, endive salad, crepe Suzette's. All that food went into a pretty little figure.
Oh, well, thanks, and I've got a neat little face, too.
Oh, don't worry, George. You can get credit any place. Why, everybody says you've got an honest face.
Well, thanks, Pinky.
Everybody that looks at you says, honest, is that a face?
I'd just as soon not hear about my face or my suit.
No, and I'm not going to mention my presidential campaign either.
Well, good.
On the top of all my campaign worries, in the middle of the night, my mother gave out the biggest scream you ever heard.
What happened?
What happened? Her feet turned black.
Turned black? What did you do?
What did we do? We sent for a doctor.
What did the doctor do?
He just took off his stockings and we all went back to sleep again.
Well, I'm glad.
Now, Frank Parker.
Thanks, Prue. From the musical production, The King Steps Out, I'm going to sing Stars in My Eyes, written by Fritz Kreisler and Dorothy Field.
My song has wings, eternal springs, no longer but a dream. My cheeks are glow, emotions flow, like sunlight on a stream. My step is gay, along my way, the roses bloom at my feet. My love's a rain, my being's change, my life is now complete. Stars in my eyes, tell how I feel. For this pain, the passion is real. I am loved, I am blessed. All that eager longing is laid to rest. Stars in my eyes will always shine, while your heart beats with mine. Till your love for me dies, they'll be stars in my eyes. Stars in my eyes will always shine.
Everybody, I forgot to tell you that at my convention in Omaha, the women are wearing old-fashioned calico dresses, and the men are wearing suits like they wore back in 1870.
But, Gracie, where can I get a suit like that?
Oh, George, lend him the suit you're wearing.
This is not an 1870 suit.
Oh, don't answer it, the tailor.
Don't I know?
And another thing, don't forget, you boys have to grow beards for the Omaha convention.
Is it compulsory?
No, it's apple.
Apple?
Yeah.
What's apple?
The pie I had last night.
Gracie, the whole thing doesn't fit.
Well, that's what you get for walking up two flights.
Stop with that suit.
Say, Gracie, if I raise a beard, it'll cover my personality.
Is that bad?
No, it's Apple.
Ready to get out of here.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If it wasn't for a beard, my aunt wouldn't be able to keep my uncle home nights.
What has that got to do with it?
Well, she winds his beard up in a clothes wringer and hides the handle.
Just a thing like that is infallible.
No, it's Apple.
Well, folks, we finally got a piece of plot on the show.
Say, Ray, how is the poem coming?
Oh, pretty well, Gracie. I'll read what I've got written so far. The title is Spring is to Sing, But I Sigh, Oh My.
Oh, that's beautiful, Ray.
Isn't it?
Yes, nice title for a seed catalog.
Well, here's the poem. A day in spring is like a rose, and a rose is like a honeybee. And a bee can sing you with his nose, but only God can make a tree.
Is that all?
Oh, no.
Oh, there's more.
Yes. A tree is like the stars on high, except it's in the ground. And stars are like your bluish eyes, except your eyes are brown.
Look, Ray, where are you trying to go with this?
Well, old boy, I'm trying to get I Love You, Gracie into the poem, but I can't seem to make it rhyme.
That must be difficult.
No, it's that.
Go away.
Say, George, the next time I see Shakespeare, I'll tell him about Ray Noble's talent. Mm.
This may surprise you, but he's dead.
So is Shakespeare.
Well, that's a nice TL for Ray.
Hello, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bubbles. Did you get the plane tickets to Dallas?
Yes, and did you hear the good news?
No.
I just got an offer from the Group Theater in New York.
The Group Theater? What do they want you to play?
The Group.
The Group. Plane tickets? What are they for? Where are you going?
Oh, this Friday I'm flying to Dallas to make a speech at the Variety Club get-together.
Well, Gracie, I'm sorry, but they won't let you take your kangaroo Laura on the plane.
Oh, isn't that too bad? And she had a bag all packed.
Dallas will certainly be disappointed.
Oh, no, they won't, George. I'm taking you.
Well, thank you. Why don't you take Bubbles with you to Dallas?
I can't go. I've got to make a guest appearance on a radio program.
What program?
Me the People.
Me the People.
Yes.
Either that or Hippie Lobby. I finally have
right
one line and they tried to kill it.
I've got to finish that typing.
Oh, did she go?
Well,
you're gone. You're gone. Go already.
Oh, you should have been over the house the other night. Bubbles had a date with Don Wilson, and you should have seen the three of them when they went out together. There was more excitement.
The three of them went out?
Bubbles, Don, in the front of the house.
Those kids really go places and through things.
Don't they?
Say, George, I must tell you this. It's very amusing.
Well, Truman, we can use something like that on the program.
Yeah, well, the other night at the party.
Yes.
I got up and told a very fun story.
Uh-huh.
And was a guest surprised when I didn't mention Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.
You didn't mention?
No. And when I got to the punchline of the story, it really knocked him for a loop. Because I didn't say a word about how Heinz Honey and Almond Cream will make rough red hands smooth, white, and soft, and thrilling to touch.
I see. And where was this party?
At the sponsor's house.
Mm. Well, the next time you tell a story, don't mention the hand cream either.
Oh, I won't, George. That would kill the joke.
And you're just the guy who can do it, too.
Now, George, is that nice?
No, Apple. I finally got it. Dr. Cyclops in the house.
Oh, Gracie. I've rewritten my poem, and it's much better now.
Good.
Yes, listen. A robin has a breast of fiery red, and so has a bowl of chili. But chili has no feathers on its head, so it must feel rather silly.
Oh, Ray, that's good.
Isn't it? Yeah, but it still doesn't rhyme with I Love You, Gracie.
No, George, but it's getting closer.
Oh, I think so. It certainly is. It's getting closer.
Hello, I'm Sonny Gracie Allen speaking. Yes, I'm still running for president. What? Do I think farmers should be subsidized? Well, sure, if you can do it where it won't show.
Gracie, will you guarantee that?
No, I'll just have to take my word for it.
Yes, take your own word for
it. Say that again, please. Oh, how would I take care of emergency relief? Well, I'd just build more gas stations. What? Oh, thank you. And I think you're great presidential timber, too. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Charlie McCarthy.
Charlie McCarthy.